good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Yeah, yeah.
Hosanna.
Someone who saved me. They asked me the name, and I told them it's Jesus. Immediately, he forgave me for everything. People wanna know how it happened so quickly. My responsibility is to tell everybody. Get your salvation so you don't have to worry.
Jesus paid the price with the ultimate sacrifice, and through Christ we get to paradise. Yes, Samson, so nice. Pull it up, play it back twice. Make my spirit leap and rejoice. Jesus paid the price with the ultimate sacrifice, and through Christ we get to paradise.
Just the other day, I ran into someone who saved me. They asked me the name, and I told them it's Jesus. Forgive me for everything. People wanna know how it happened so quickly. My responsibility is to tell everybody. Get your salvation so you don't need to worry.
Voice Caribbean song for the week entitled Someone Named Jesus by Wisdom from Belize, featuring Jumo Grant from out of Trinidad and Tobago. A powerful declaration that there is no name greater than Jesus. No matter what you're facing, His name brings hope, healing, and salvation. If you ever feel lost, just call on the name of Jesus. He is always near, so stay tuned for more uplifting music right here. And now, to my brother from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted artist who has an uncanny spiritual ability he's part of the pulse of what people in the community feel and what they're going through. He captures that in his gospel music. Out of Miami, the songwriter, producer, singer, and more, Otis Kemp. Otis, welcome. How are you, brother?
My brother Mike, how you doing? I'm doing great.
Oh, every day's a great day, Otis. Every day's a great day.
Hey, Otis, what's going on, man? And welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. You know, Otis, I must say, I am very proud of you, man. And the movements you are making in the industry is big time, man. Especially knowing that you are of Bahamian descent, man. You know, big, big, big shout outs to you. And, you know, I want at this time, you know, to give a shout out to your family who are living here in the Bahamas. And, you know, tell us, how does it feel to be making major moves, you know, coming from such a small island as the Bahamas?
Hey, landlord, man. Thanks for having me, brother.
You're welcome.
Listen,
man.
It's mind-blowing what God is doing in my life. And my family that is from the Bahamas, shout out to everybody out there in Nassau. Shout out to everybody on Kemp Road, all my family. I can't wait to come and see you guys. But it's amazing. And just to see God moving in my life and him giving me these records and these songs to sing across the world, I couldn't ask for anything more.
That's awesome, bro. You know, we serve an amazing God that will take us from the pit straight to the palace, man. Real talk, man. But you just keep doing what you're doing, man. We're very proud of you here in the Bahamas.
And man, 2023 was a historic year for you as an artist from Southern Florida with a number one gospel song with Daily Bread. And now you've kicked off with Everything featuring Lena Bird Miles, sounding great and so good in the neighborhood. Tell us about your song, Everything, man. It's fire.
Man, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Yeah, this song, it ministered to me first, and I'm glad that God allowed me to share it to the world. My sister, Lena Bird Miles, she jumped on this record, and man, when I tell you, she's a blessing and a jewel to not just to the body of Christ, but to the entire world. And this song means just what it's called, everything. Without God, we're nothing. He is everything to me. He's the breath that I breathe. He's the reason why I'm alive. He's the reason why we're able to love on our families and have a family. He's the reason why we can have success stories like we're having today. Daily Bread was a record that God gave me years ago, and he told me to, hey, put it out. I followed his instructions, and then when you follow God, you can't lose.
For real.
Hallelujah. Get that right, brother.
And you know the thing is, the song says it all. He is our daily bread, man. You know, he just know how to take care of his own, man. Real talk, man. But I'm loving the song. Beautiful song. And it is reaching millions of people, man. Great stuff. Otis, there is a fan of yours, and she's from St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and she has a question for you.
Greetings, greetings. This is Kiyoko Crookshank, gospel artist out of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And I have a question for you, Mr. Otis Kemp. When was it confirmed that God called you to do music ministry?
It was confirmed from a young age that I knew that God called me. I was singing in church with a family group, and I knew it was something that it wasn't just a regular thing. It was more of a passion that I had for it.
Nice.
So, yeah, because you're a PK, right?
Yeah.
Wow. You know something? I didn't know that, but, man, it's something about you PKs, man. You guys are just anointed when it comes down to music, man. Good stuff, man.
Well, Otis, it's so great of you to do all kinds of things, man. And one thing, man, it's just amazing, man. And just, man, it kind of really hits me in my heart, man, with your art centers helping to inspire so many in the Miami area. Tell us what you've been doing and how that's impacting people in the community.
Yeah, God gave me and my family this business a while ago. And it's not just a business, but it's a community builder. It's a bridge that everybody can cross over in our areas and in the surrounding areas. It's called Appleseed Performing Arts Academy. And we have two preschools and one private school and elementary school. And, man, just, you know, being able to impact your community with children and download into them positivity. The children are our future. I believe that wholeheartedly. And Amen. You can't expect for the future to be bright if you don't pour brightness into it.
Hallelujah, man.
You know, Otis, what you said was so profound, you know, because the next generation is the folks who's going to, you know, pave the way for the next generation. And whatever we put in them will live on through the next generation. So we got to be careful what we're pouring into people. And it's so good to see that people pour into you and now you're pouring into other people. And that is what, you know, life should always be about, you know, continually pouring into others to bring out the best in them. Because when we were born, we all came into this world empty. And so when we leave, we should leave empty, man. You know, so that is what life should always be about. Learning how to pour into others, die empty, like Dr. Miles say, man. But it was really great hanging out with you today, right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show. And we just wish you all the best, man. Big up yourself. Enough love all the way from your hometown, the Bahamas, man. Bless up.
Hey, it was great to be with you guys. I look forward to having more fun with you guys and being able to come out and do some music with you guys live. Landlord Mike D, thank God for you guys. Be blessed. Hey, and shout out to everybody in the whole entire Caribbean. Special shout out to the Bahamas, Africa, all the Caribbean. I can't wait to come out there and see you guys. This is your brother, Otis Kemp.
Like you used to be stressed, broke all the time. Got your friends looking like, what are you doing now? You got God in your life, everything just right. Went from the bus stop, now you're pulling up nice. My God, so amazing, could have left me for dead, but he saved me. One time for the king, I'm just saying, you are.
Kemp is doing it. There's some things that you just don't give up on. Congratulations to Otis Kemp.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, it is always great to have great artists right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show that are inspiring our listeners, man. Great stuff. But anyway, coming up next, we have an incredible group out of America, and it goes by the name of the Cofields, and they are featuring Marvin L. Miller and Kenosha with their latest song entitled Freedom. This song is a powerful anthem about breaking chains and walking in freedom that only God can give. If you ever felt bound by life's struggle, let this be a reminder that whom the sun sets free is free indeed. Turn up the volume and be encouraged. Check it out.
They're sounding good in the neighborhood.
Yeah, Mike, that was Freedom by the Cofields featuring Marvin L. Miller and Kenosha. A powerful reminder that in Christ we are no longer bound. No matter what has been holding you back, God's freedom is available to you. If you're feeling weighed down, just remember, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement do you have for us today?
Yeah, landlord, you just got to keep on going. Keep on sowing good seeds in good ground. Sooner or later, you will reap if you faint not.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, if we continue to sow good seed, we will reap a harvest in due time. So let's keep planting righteousness. Then God will bring the increase. Amen. Well, at this time, we would love to thank our special guests for hanging with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we would also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners, who takes the time to hang with us and chill with us every week. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord, and on the behalf of Mike D and everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. But coming up next, we have a powerful song from a brethren of mine, and he goes by the name of Neslin Destalone. He is an artist from out of Haiti, now living in the Bahamas. His latest track, Chessio, is a heartfelt cry to Jesus, reminding us that no matter where we come from, his love and his mercy remain the same. Let this song encourage you to call on the name of Jesus every season in your life. Take a listen right here on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. So until next time, God bless you, and may his light continue to shine on you. God bless.
Car je connais le projet que j'ai formé sur vous. Projet de paix et non de malheur, dit l'Éternel des armées. Jésus, gardez jusqu'au côté où même, où femme saisir. M'a pensé c'est là où t'as mené. Jésus, amen. Pour côté me sorti, pour misère passé, j'aime des humiliés, pas gagner espoir ou lever tête moi. Merci Jésus, merci. Pour côté me sorti, pour misère passé, j'aime des humiliés, pas gagner espoir ou lever tête moi. Merci Jésus, merci. Parmi tout petit yo, yo pas ta jam passé. Parmi tout famille yo, yo pas ta jam choisi. Où jam te avancé, miracle sa pas semblé. Non, la vie moins confiné, c'est mon Dieu qu'on l'aime. C'est comme moi que ça chante. Parmi toute famille, y'a pas de Dieu choisi. Oh, non, 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 où j'en ai pas passé, ni reste pas semblé. La vie m'a corrigé, c'est mon Dieu qu'on l'aime. Jésus, oh, la
jan, monsye, sa moun pat pase, sa fomi pat pase, sa elmiyon pat pase, sa zami pat pase, men se sa l'Eternel ve, monsye, koman moun pata dil mersi, koman moun pata adore la, koto ya leve me o, koto chita leve me o, moun ki ya kwenye se moun moun je pampa, men jan vek me yo, espo ka leve kampe, fe elmi atende sa, fe zami atende sa, se chesi kon leve moun, hey!
Gentlemen, Jamal Dewan and the Trap Stars on the building, star.
Your blessing is on the way.
Big blessings. I'm telling you that I'm blessed. I know that he did it for me. Telling you that I'm blessed. He brought me a lot of love. Every day I feel blessed. Every day I feel blessed. But he never made it through the rainy days. Rainy days.
Overcoming my fears, I'm trusting God all the way. I'm fighting all my battles with Him. The devil ain't having his way, no, no. He's trying to take my life, but he didn't win. Had me thinking I was a nobody, but God told me that I was somebody. Yeah, I didn't wanna live. Drowning in my tears, I couldn't swim. I prayed and didn't think nobody cared. Till God rescued me, now I'm healed. I wouldn't have got here without you. I wouldn't have gave up without you.
Out the way, hey. I got rid of all those no good friends, replaced them with the Holy Ghost Spirit. I got a new way of walking. I used to think that I was a nobody, but God told me that I was somebody.
This is on me.